It's Friday, January 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Communist authorities in Vietnam assaulted and arrested several Christians in the country's Hmong community after 33 believers refused to renounce Jesus or bow down to a statue of Buddha. The church in Hmong has grown rapidly to 300,000 people, despite intense persecution, harassment, land grabs, torture, and imprisonment, reports International Christian Concern. Daniel 3:18 echoes the courage of these believers, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to stand against idolatry. Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Yesterday, the European Court of Human Rights ruled against a German homeschooling family who had their children taken from them forcibly by the government, reports CBN News. Back in 2013, over 30 police officers and social workers stormed the home of the Wunderlich family, who refused to comply with Germany's compulsory state and private education. The children were eventually returned to the family. However, this continues a disturbing trend in Germany to fine homeschooling families and remove their children. The European Court of Human Rights is also hearing a landmark case this week brought by Belgium resident Tom Mortier against the country for euthanizing his mother in 2012 after years of depression. Mortier says the doctors and hospital staff gave his mother Godiva de Troyer a lethal injection without notifying him or his siblings until a day after her death. Euthanasia is legal in Belgium, and this case constitutes an important challenge to the destruction of human life in the country. After taking over the U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats passed new rules banning so-called discrimination against staffers committed to sexual perversions. House Democrats also voted to nix a 181-year-old rule that prohibited religious headwear. This comes as the first two female Muslims were voted into the House. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib, who took the oath of office on a Koran. Unless Colorado Christians speak their mind, the liberal Democrats will pass the most radical sex ed bill ever proposed in that state. Kevin Lundberg, the executive director for the Republican Study Committee of Colorado and a former Colorado state senator, was truly alarmed by House Bill 1032, sponsored by Democrat Representative Susan Lontine and Democrat Senators Nancy Todd and Don Corum.
This is the most extreme sex ed bill I have ever seen. It requires that homosexual practices will be taught and presented as normal and fully acceptable behavior. It says that all contraceptive methods must be taught, including all abortifacient methods. It does say that you can talk about abstinence, but you cannot teach abstinence as either the sole or the primary method for birth control. This is a bill that does promote homosexual values, but it prohibits any religious values from being taught in our public schools here in Colorado.
If you live in Colorado, click on a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com in order to call and email your legislators, urging them to vote against this radical sex ed bill, HB 1032. Former Colorado Senator Lundberg did have one good thing to say about the sex ed bill.
The only positive thing I can see in this bill is it will encourage homeschooling like no other legislation I have ever seen here in the state of Colorado.
The world's richest couple is divorcing, reports CNN. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie announced they are ending their marriage after 25 years in a joint statement on Wednesday. The two said this comes after a, quote, long period of loving exploration and trial separation, end quote. Jesus said in Matthew 5:32, but I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Megachurch pastor Andy Stanley of North Point Community Church in Georgia said the Ten Commandments do not apply to Christians anymore in a new column for Relevant. Stanley made the comment in light of recent lawsuits over the Ten Commandments on public property. Stanley suggested posting the Sermon on the Mount or the commandment to love one another instead. Jesus' own words in the Sermon on the Mount remind us, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means